Get a better broadcast, podcast, voice over voice. For the last couple of days, we've been talking about working without a script, yeah? Ad-libbing and using filler words, or not using filler words, eliminating them from your ad-libs. Today, we're going back to the script and sight-reading script tips on Get a Better Broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Yeah. Sight reading could be called cold reading or off the page reading. I've heard all of those phrases being used. This is when you read a script aloud, previously sight unseen. You haven't had a chance to proofread it. You haven't had a chance to spot any awkward words or phrases. You may not even know what it's about. You won't have read it aloud before. For example, could be breaking news, a fast turnaround commercial session, or if you're a voice of God at an event, someone just hands you something to read. If you're reading an audiobook, you'll have to read pretty cold as well. I mean, it simply isn't time or cost effective to read an entire book through once, you know, marking it up, rehearsing. And the same goes for longer e-learning reads too. A lot of that work is going to be down to cold reading. You need to be able to read these scripts off the page, be able to understand pretty fast what the text is saying, the key message, the overall tone, and where you need to intonate, where you need to lift the words and suppress them, where you need to speed up, where you need to slow down. Now, for commercial reads, it may be that the director sees a benefit in recording your very first cold read. Certainly, it'll certainly be unrehearsed. And there may be something new, raw, relatable and real about it, rather than take 27 that's likely to be more polished or indeed more stale. Such a read may not be perfect, and the director won't expect it to be perfect, but there may be a kind of IC, a kind of eureka moment of authentic awareness that you bring to the script, cold reading it, lifting it straight from the page, previously sight unseen. It's unlikely that a director will use your very first take, but they may do, and will be more likely to record more takes after that. But it's often good to get your genuine emotion on take one, maybe to use subsequently as a touch point before your understanding is possibly cluttered with additional advice from a control room of, well, sometimes control freaks. I mean, after all, you'll never be able to give a cold read to that script ever again. So, let's get it on tape, just in case there's a valuable vocal nugget somewhere in there that we can use or refer to a little bit later on. Sight reading script tips on Get a Better Broadcast, podcast and voice over voice continues tomorrow with me, Peter Stewart. From London, back tomorrow with more.